Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Hot Chick.
Yeah.
Freaky Friday. And Psycho. Like, all mixed together.
Psycho and, like, Child's Play. No, actually, what somebody said, somebody summed it up perfectly. They said, I forget who it was, I'd give them credit, on Twitter. Simply put, it's Freaky Friday the 13th.
Nailed it.
Freaky Friday the 13th.
They could have called it that. I'm sure there was some like licensing things and some.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe this is as close as they could get. So they call it Freaky. Huh? Color me intrigued, Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, what's it on? Hulu? No, it's on. It's not coming out in theaters.
I don't think anything's coming out in theaters.
I know.
I've given up on that.
You see, Wonder Woman got pushed back again, and it has now had.
Well, now they're saying Christmas.
Yeah. So now you'll be interested to know. I was reading. Wonder Woman 1984 has now had more date changes than New Mutants.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
This movie, Ryan, I believe, talking about Freaky.
Yes.
Is scheduled for November 13th, 2020. And I think it's just...
In the theaters?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's scheduled to be released on Friday the 13th, November 2020.
There you go. You going to go see it in the theater?
How about this? Am I? Probably not. But listen to this. According to Wikipedia.org, it says, Freaky is an upcoming American slasher comedy film directed by Christopher Landon from a screenplay by Landon and Michael Kennedy. It serves as a spin-off film in the Happy Death Day universe. I'm even more excited for it now. It's a Blumhouse movie.
Because like you said, you said that the girl in it is from Happy Death Day.
Oh, that I don't know.
Didn't you? Someone said that. I thought you said that.
Am I not? She is not.
No. Okay.
The main girl is in Paranormal Activity 4, Lady Bird, Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri, Blockers, Detective Pikachu. She's got like a little.
A little resume. Blockers sucked, by the way. That movie was terrible.
Yeah, I don't even think I finished it.
No, it sucked.
So I'm excited for Freaky. I don't know if I'm going to go see it in the theater. I think that's a mistake. This would be
not a theater movie.
This would be a perfect home release.
Sure.
But they should put it in October, not November. But I guess they want the Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that Freaky Friday the 13th thing is playing right into that. Playing right into your hands here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now, Ryan, a lot of people are excited about Dune. I'm excited about Freaky, and I'm pretty sure you're excited about the film Hubie Halloween, which comes out on Netflix. So it's a home release, Netflix, October 7th, and I know you're first in line.
No, I'm not. And I tell you, I said it. You posted it on Twitter, in the Dork Podcast Twitter, and I stand by what I said. We are two movies removed from Adam Sandler just going and falling down and farting like he's barely the characters and he does like that face like they're like I can't even do it but like the face he makes all the time and like barely intelligible English like he barely you can barely understand what he's saying so
did you not enjoy The Waterboy? Was The Waterboy not a great film?
The trailer you posted needed subtitles.
It was also like 4 minutes long.
Right.
That's the I think we saw the movie.
Like you saw the movie, but like these movies are so dumb. Like so dumb. I give them a chance every single time. I don't know why. I saw the one with Spade, the wrong Missy. Wrong Missy. I thought that it was dumb, but like it had its moments.
Yeah, what do you want? Like, what do you want?
What do I want?
What does everything got to be the most difficult? Like
Father 2? Like everything got to be
everything's got to be Christopher Nolan?
No, but the thing is
yeah, what's the thing, right?
I lost my train of thought.
How many people do you think watched this in the first weekend? 50 million or 60 million?
Oh my god, it's going to be off the charts. All right, everybody's so yeah, I know what I was going to say. So you've seen the movie Idiocracy, right?
Is that the one with Owen Wilson?
Yeah, and he's like he goes and he's like the smartest guy in the future. Mm-hmm. We are seconds away. Remember the biggest show on that? The biggest show in that movie, like in their universe.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Was a show called Ow My Balls. We are right there. We are right there.
Yeah, getting, we're close to that.
Adam Sandler starring in Ow My Balls.
How many years ago did South Park do that episode where they were generating the movie ideas and everything was awesome? The Awesome-O episode where he's like, this next one is Adam Sandler and he's a like cheerleader. Yeah. And like all of them were Adam Sandler. Was like, this is great, Awesome-O.
Yeah. Rob Schneider is a carrot. That's
speaking of Rob Schneider.
Yes.
Speaking of I'm going to just rattle off some of the cast of Hubie Halloween. Please hold your applause. Adam Sandler, Kevin James, Julie Bowen, reuniting her from
Happy Gilmore.
Maya Rudolph, Ray Liotta, Steve Buscemi, Rob Schneider, Michael Chiklis, Kenan Thompson, Tim Meadows, Colin Quinn, Shaquille O'Neal. Let's see. Who else do we know? Mikey Day, Melissa Villaseñor from SNL. George Wallace is in this. And there's a few other people I think that popped up as well.
But if you said Adam Sandler movie, guess who's in it? 80% of the people you'd guess right away.
Yeah, you're like, how come Spade's not in this? Some of them probably aren't listed yet because they're going to be like cameos.
Like they'll see them. Like there's no shot Nick Swartzen doesn't show up somewhere in this movie.
Swartzen has to be in it.
Has to be.
It says the movie began. It filmed in Massachusetts.
In Salem, yeah. I remember they were filming this like a year ago in Salem.
The premise is Hubie Dubois thanklessly spends every Halloween making sure the residents of his hometown Salem celebrate safely and play by the rules. But this year, an escaped criminal and a mysterious new neighbor have Hubie on high alert. When people start disappearing, it's up to Hubie to convince the police and town folk that the monsters are real and only he can stop them. I'm in. You want to do a standalone on this?
I think, fuck it. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do a standalone episode on Hubie Halloween.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Hey, it's Dorktober. Oh, by the way, Dorktober going to be huge this year.
It's going to be huge.
Dorktober 5.
Going on.
A new beginning. And what we're doing is we are going to re-release our top 50 horror movies. Because the last time we did it, it was me, Davey, and Uncle Buck.
Yep.
And we put Uncle Buck in charge of the math. That was a huge mistake. Because what he did, we each ranked 50 movies.
Right.
And I don't know if we've told this on the podcast. We probably have because I bitched about it. We each ranked 50 movies. I thought what he would do is like what most everybody else would do is like the movie that Davey says is number one would get 50 points and on down the line. Mm-hmm. And then you jam them all together. But what he did, this is sort of a different strategy. He took all the movies that we had in common first and ranked them. And so what was crazy to me was I think we had like maybe 20, let's say 20 movies all on the same list, shared list.
Yeah. And what fucked this up, and I know what you're going to say, and it's kind of my fault.
So two things I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. One, we all had Hellraiser on our list, but we all had it in like the 40s.
Like the 40s, yeah.
And it came in at number 20 because it was a shared movie. And it was like, wait a minute. Well, nobody even likes it that much.
No, and remember and then, talking about it, like, I don't really fucking like this movie.
You
that much.
Really.
I fucked it up.
Bleeped
I
our really bleeps did. By yeah. not putting Scream.
I in didn't your top put Scream 50. At all. There was no Scream on my list at all.
That almost ended our it. Podcast because it was like my number two movie. And it came in at like 30.
Yeah. Something insane. And you're like, how the hell did this? And Buck's like, Davey didn't have it on his list. And you
I'm like, no way.
It was the like, first time like, oh. It was the first time the second time we'd done it in the studio.
Right.
And I swear, if looks you shot me a look
I was so mad.
Quick, it was quick, but you shot me a look. And I was like, this could be the end.
Thought that was going to be the end of the podcast. Super nice to Uncle Buck, by the way. So it's a compliment sandwich. Shit on him for the horrible math that he decided to use. Not even the math, the formula. Horrible formula. But he did bring a ton of Chinese food and beer.
Lots of Chinese food and beer.
So that was super nice. So fun. Shout out to Uncle Buck. So this year, it's the horror fans of the hashtag Dork Shared Universe, which is not a ton. It's you, me, Mac and Goo, and Jason Rossi. So the five of us are going to put together a list of top 50. This is also a dangerous game, but Rossi said he would take care of the math.
Oh, no, no, thank you. No, thank you. If it can, I hate math, and I would rather do it than have Rossi do it.
That's probably fair. That's probably fair because he's going to pull some kind of shenanigans. So we'll release the list at some point in Dorktober, but then what we'll also do is maybe we'll single out a couple movies that we haven't talked about much, like Hubie Halloween, and put them on the list. So I'm looking forward to that very much. So look for that. We're 2 weeks away, for God's sakes.
2 weeks away.
Speaking of.
Yes.
This was not all that surprising based on the rest of the cast announcements to this point. But Neve Campbell is going to be back for Scream 5. Joining Courtney Cox, David Arquette. Really no surprise.
The fuck else is she doing? What else is she doing?
Oh, that's fucked. Ryan, what's wrong with you? She's probably retired. She's doing great.
Yeah, she's doing great.
You know who's also in Scream 5 is Huey Campbell himself from The Boys, Jack Quaid.
Nice.
And I also read that Dylan Minnette from Don't Breathe and from 13 Reasons Why also in Scream 5.
Okay.
They got a nice little cast coming together.
It's all coming together here.
Yeah. They got a nice
excited? Little cast. You excited for it?
I couldn't be more excited, Ryan. It's the most excited I've been. I'm also excited for a couple of other things that we're going to get to here. One, did you see the new Batman poster?
I did. They love red and black. Red and black is the thing.
Yep. Like the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Sure is.
Maybe that's why they did it. Mm-hmm. Also, what came out this weekend, Chris Evans' dong. Did you get a look at his dick?
I did not. I knew it was around.
It was on the internet.
I just had to ask.
People seem pretty excited about it.
People were pretty excited about it. And all I had to do was, like, you know, people were unsolicited telling me all about it. You know, talking about.
It sounded like there was nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it. It's just your run of the mill. And I'm going to say this. You've seen one, you've seen them all. You've been in a locker room, you've seen them all.
I don't know if that's right.
I don't need to see it.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's whatever. But he, so I think what happened was on Instagram, he like tweeted out. Like his camera roll, or not tweeted out. He put it on his Instagram story, like his camera roll. So it's just like a bunch of photos.
Yeah.
And one of them, I think, was like.
It was just a real dingus.
Was America's Wang.
I will tell you this.
Yeah.
I assume.
That just he's.
By the person that he is, that he is, he's fine down there.
Yeah. I'm not worried about it.
So that's why I was like, I don't really need to see it because I know what a decent hog looks like.
I did notice, though, that. Your wife tweeted out Chris Evans and then a gif of Leslie Knope kind of dancing and celebrating.
It's fine with me. She's a big fan. She's a big fan. It's fine with me. I'm not threatened by it. You know, it's one of those.
You know, he's a local guy, Ryan.
He's a local guy.
Better than not chance that they would run into each other.
And we were born a day apart, year and day.
You and Chris Evans.
Mm-hmm. So he's my age.
Practically brothers.
Practically brothers. In Massachusetts, we're practically brothers.
Wow.
But here's the thing.
So went to Sudbury.
Yep.
He went to Lincoln Sudbury. He at one point went out with Jenny Slate, who went to Milton Academy.
Truth.
So
the Massachusetts people.
Those are just more connections that I have.
That's and speaking of, so my wife had a gif of Leslie Knope, Amy Poehler, who's from Burlington.
How you like that?
So all coming together. It's all coming together. Which is the town next to you.
And the Burlington Mall has a Chick-fil-A, which has delicious sandwiches.
Here's what I was going to say. I would be more interested in seeing Chris Evans's wanger if it was tiny. I assume it's massive.
Yeah.
If someone's like, no, he's got like inverted, like he's got the smallest dick. I'm gonna be like, I want to see it.
Let's go. Give me a peek. Let me take a peek at it.
Yeah, I'm not threatened by Chris Evans at all. If I came home and my wife was, you know, in the act with Chris Evans, I'd be like, you know what? I get it.
Yeah.
You two finish up.
probably get it. Yeah.
I get it. Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
It's crazy kids. Have fun.
If you need me, I'll be outside.
That's one of her free everyone's got the free pass. That's one of her free passes.
Yeah, but you kind of got to get that in writing because I feel like you could have like
it's in the contract.
All of a sudden, 3 goes to 6, goes to 8.
No, you get one. Everyone gets one.
One
free pass. Yeah.
Oh, so you get a free pass,
like a celebrity free pass, like a celebrity free pass is what I'm saying. Yeah.
I thought you meant like you have a list of celebrities that you're allowed to sleep with, but if you if the list keeps growing, it's like
no, you get one.
Okay.
It can change, but you only get one.
All right. Well, on that note, Ryan, let's get to this other segment that people seem to really be taking to. Let's do it.
This is This Week in Horrible Rossi Takes.
You're never going to believe this one, Ryan. I went on the Jason Rossi podcast.
Sure.
Called Pop Culture Piledriver.
Not called that, but yeah.
It used to be called Rossi and Wrestling. Now it is called the Pop Culture Piledriver.
Sure.
And it was Jason Rossi and Billy D. They are the co-hosts of that program. Me and Nick Fryer. Because it's sweeps. They're calling it sweeps. September sweeps. They're trying to get everybody on together. And we just discussed. There was no draft. There was no game. It was just a nice open discussion about seasons 1 and 2 of The Office. Because somehow, some way, not important for right now, but Rossi and Fryer had never seen The Office. That's not the point. Me and Billy, meanwhile, love The Office. Mm-hmm. Love it. And so this is actually going to be a little bit of a swerve because out Rossi-ing Jason Rossi on Rossi's podcast was Nick Fryer. So the worst take of the week might be the worst take of the year, and it belongs to Nick Fryer, who said, and I quote, "I fucking hate Michael Scott," end quote.
How? And not only that, but I watched a little bit of the clip. He went like full Richie Tannenbaum meltdown.
Oh, he had a real episode. He had an absolute implosion on the He took his shirt off at one point. No reason. No reason to do that. Then he got really defensive. He got kind of like backed up in a corner.
Yeah.
Like sort of like a sick lone wolf, like kind of backed up, snapped, lashed out at us, and had the audacity. It's one thing if your take is you don't like Michael Scott. My next thought is you don't like The Office.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he did like The Office.
What does he like, Michael Scott?
I don't know.
What does he like about The Office? I mean, the whole show.
He said he was like, Michael Scott's like an asshole or something. I'm like, but he's got a, I tried to explain to him, he's got a big heart.
Yeah.
And when he's offending people, he doesn't realize he is, but that's where a lot of the humor lies.
Exactly. And that's the big difference between.
He's like innocent.
Yeah, it's naive. It's like, you know,
it's a naivete.
Yeah, he thinks he's like the smartest guy in the room, but he's clearly not. He thinks he's this cultured guy, and he's clearly not. If you've seen, and not to draw parallels because they're completely different, but like the British Office and the American Office, right?
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
Ricky Gervais, David Brent is actually an asshole.
Right.
Like he sucks. And he knows what he's doing. He's not, but he's like self-aware.
Yeah.
Like Michael Scott is not, he's harmless.
Mm-hmm.
Like he does stupid things, but he's harmless. And at the end of the day, he's harmless, right?
Right. That's what
he genuinely thinks.
It's the worst take. Now, I may have overstated. I said that Michael Scott is the greatest sitcom character of all time and one of the greatest TV characters of all time.
I would agree with that.
After the episode, I thought, you know what? It might be George Costanza.
I do like George Costanza.
It might be George Moore. Mm-hmm. But when you really think about it, Michael Scott, you can put up there with anybody.
You really can. And that's a show that I've watched. I can't tell you how many times all the way through. I love it.
What's a better show, The Office or It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
I laugh more at It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but I like the consistency of The Office. Like there are some seasons
I think
of It's Always Sunny that I don't really like that much.
Yeah, there are some kind of misses in It's Always Sunny. The hardest laughter is at It's Always Sunny.
Yes. Like the funniest moments are It's Always Sunny. But I would say The Office seasons 1 through 7, 8 and 9, I don't really count.
No, you can't count them. They're so bad, and there's no Michael Scott. So just prove, like, they're useless. They're absolutely useless.
Steve Carell, Office off seasons 1 through 7, is the most consistently funny show I've seen.
Yeah, you might be right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, that's the hot. So Rossi gets a week off from the horrible take, and I don't know if it'll be topped, but Nick Fryer owns it this week.
Naked Nick Fryer. Naked
more
Nick.
Of his crap takes at the Change My Mind pod, he and Wesley. All right, Ryan, you ready for your portion of the program?
Yeah, let's do it.
The festivities?
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute, even if it takes more than a minute.
All right, Ryan, what do you have, sir?
Well, first, you know, I got to say it, Richard. This Video Game Minute, Davey's Video Game Minute, powered by the good people at Wild Bill Soda. Go to wildbillsoda.com, use the promo code Ron Von D, get yourself 10% off.
Get in there.
What the hell else are you doing?
Come on.
It's quarantine.
10%. That's 10% off.
Get some hot sauces.
Get some
barbecue sauce, you dickheads.
Get some sodas. You can mix them up in a drink. Drink them straight at work. Do whatever you want. Stuff. Nobody cares. Do whatever you want. Nobody Have cares. Fun. Live your life.
Country. I woke up in a free country, didn't you?
As far as I know.
Get some fucking soda for 10% off. Ron Von D.
Jesus.
Will ya? American made, veteran owned and operated. Get you some soda. Anyway, we have a lot of video game news to get to, Richard.
Yes.
Including the topic that you talk about. I don't know what that thing you say.
Sure, of the day.
Right. Yeah. Is that some sort of mustard, by the way?
Yeah, it's like a spicy, right. It's a spicy one.
The people at Square Enix have said this week that there's a new update to Marvel's Avengers, which will, quote, address hundreds of issues in the game.
I'll tell you.
Hundreds.
I've only played the beta, and I had a sense that there might be several issues. That seems like maybe more than I anticipated. But
several?
Yeah, hundreds.
This new update will solve several hundred issues.
So that's just a new game, is what you're
it's
getting.
A new, it's, yeah, it's basically a whole new game. They're going to fix bugs and do all this stuff. So hopefully it'll improve. I mean, I've played it. I've played it now both on PC and on console. The PC experience is vastly superior to the PlayStation.
Interesting.
Just saying that. We want to wish a happy 35th birthday to Mario.
Happy birthday, Mario.
So this happened right after our podcast last week, but Mario, Super Mario turned 35.
Incredible.
Long time. So we've grown up with Mario. He's roughly your age. So
I still remember watching my dad beat Mario 1 and thinking that was one of the most impressive feats. And it still may be to this day.
It's not easy. Like, that's not an easy thing to do.
And this was, you got to remember, this was way before the internet, way before, like, if you get stuck on a level, you can't look anything up. And nobody had ever played anything like that before. And then you get there, you figure out a way to get to the end. And then the goddamn last level is a maze.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You have to play it right. And then I remember watching him beat it. I was just like,
we just did that.
This is it. This is incredible. This is the best moment of my life.
Our topic du jour, Richard, as you like to say, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 Remake is now the fastest selling Tony Hawk game in the franchise. It was the fastest to 1 million.
Awesome.
It's not the best selling, it's the fastest selling. So
okay.
The game Among Us has kind of taken off right now. I know we've kind of hinted at it that we're going to play it as a group at some point. Shime's really into it. You would like it. It's a game of 10 people in a room. Two of them are imposters.
I like this very much.
You got to figure out. And the best part about it is, like, you can play. It's actually really fun to play with strangers too. And you don't have to talk to anybody.
Oh, you don't?
It's great. No, you can type. You can just type. You don't have to talk, which is great.
Is it for PS4?
It's for right now it's on PC, but you can actually play it on your phone too.
Oh.
So it plays pretty well on the phone. I've tried it on the phone.
I can play it on the phone. Is it free on the phone?
I think it's
or is it a couple bucks?
It's like $5.
Oh, okay.
It's not bad.
All right.
So we have console news, and then we'll get to our thing here.
Oh yes.
It is just the Xbox Series X and now this little Xbox that they're coming out with, which is like
Series S.
It has now they're just both Xbox.
Oh.
It's like Xbox Series X and then the S, but they're just calling them, I don't know, but they're just calling it Xbox now. Okay. Super weird. All right. Price points. So the Xbox Series X, that big tower cube looking thing, is $499. And then the Xbox Series S, the little one, is $299, which is lower than we anticipated.
Okay.
This week, PlayStation is doing an event on Wednesday, actually, that it's another showcase of their new console for PlayStation 5. And it is rumored that, as we expected, the PlayStation 5 with the Blu-ray disc drive is coming in at $499. and the digital only is $3.99.
Oh,
so that's good. That's the rumor. That okay. event is this. I believe it's this Wednesday at. I think it's 1 o'clock Eastern time. I think all it's right. 10 o'clock Pacific time, and I okay. think it's 1 o'clock. So we'll be watching that.
Yep.
And, we'll post all and hopefully stuff that hopefully that's true. Quick.
Yep.
I'm a big digital. I don't own any hard copies of games anymore. So that $3.99 price point for PlayStation 5 looking pretty fucking good.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. Now you need a lot of memory though.
Well, you can. There's a couple ways you can do that. There is okay. an SSD in it itself. I'm guessing it's going to be at least a terabyte. You can expand on that. You can buy portable ones. You can do whatever you want.
Okay.
And the last, so that's big. And then I would say for you PC gamers, I don't know if anyone's watching the new GPUs that NVIDIA came out with, the 3070, 3080. Those things are ridiculous. And I'm floored by the price point. They're not that expensive. They're under $1,000. Those are graphics cards, by the way. And just when you thought that like, oh, consoles are catching up to PCs, NVIDIA's like, nope, they ain't.
Yeah, it's
they're not.
No, so, they're not.
A lot of teraflops. I know so you love terraflops. A good teraflop.
How many gigawatts?
1.21, as always.
All right. Yeah. That's good.
All right. Well, so that's it. So that's it for the that's a lot of video game.
That's
news.
Nice. Ryan, let's
that's
continue.
All the news that's fit to dance to.
I love it. You ready for the topic du jour?
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the topic of the day. And today it is Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2, the remastered re-release. And it's it's one that you can get on the PS4, you can get it on the PC, whatever you happen to be doing. Mm-hmm. You mentioned how fast selling it is, and it's true. Also, very highly rated, 89 on Metacritic. Let's see, what else do you like? You like a GameSpot, that's a 9 out of 10, an IGN. 9 out of 10. Mm-hmm. PC Gamer, 86 out of 100. The Guardian gave it a 4 out of 5 stars. US Gamer gave it 4.5 stars. Everybody likes the goddamn game.
Everyone likes it. And a labor of love for people to bring this yeah. back. It's fucking great, man. It's great.
Because we heard that they were going to be releasing this however long ago. It was a while mm-hmm. ago. And I just remember being so excited because I was dying to play this again, and like I still have my Nintendo, I still have my Sega, and then I have a PS4, and it's like the stuff in the middle, like the nostalgic games in the middle, for me anyway, get kind of lost mm-hmm. in the shuffle.
Right.
And maybe some people still have different emulators or whatever they can do, but I'm like, that's the game that I want to play. And I think I had, what was it, like Tony Hawk Underground or Tony Hawk 6 or whatever yep. they were for like the Xbox 360 or whatever, but like I haven't played, just sat and played Tony Hawk in a while. And so when this came out, I was like, I was so looking forward to it. And they were like, oh, by the way, like they were specifically talking to us when they put this out there, because
oh,
they're
sure.
like, we're going to have the original characters. We're going to give mm-hmm. you some new ones. So the new school people will be able to have them, but the original characters, the original music, the original maps, all the original stuff, but just for a PS4. So we're just going to up the graphics and we're going to give you all that stuff that you wanted. And it absolutely was what I was looking for.
The game absolutely rips. It plays like an absolute dream. And like you said, those middle of the road games like PlayStation 2, PlayStation yeah. games, N64 in a way, yeah. a lot of those games get kind of lost in the shuffle because at the time you thought they were really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go back and play them and they're like, they're not that good. This game was always that good,
mm-hmm.
always. And I need something to kind of bridge that, you know what I mean? Like kind of bridge the gap. And like you said, if I picked up a PlayStation 2 or a PlayStation right now,
yeah.
the first game I'd want to play is Tony Hawk.
100%.
100%.
And you said it right last week too, when you're saying how like this game, you can play it any style that you want. Mm-hmm. There, so not everybody plays it the same. Like you and I play it very differently. And it can be very challenging. Like there are certain parts of the game that are very easy. Like there are certain things that are very easy, but then there are yep. certain things that are pretty hard. And then there's even like next level goals. So like just when you think you're good at the game, you're like, oh, people are putting up how many points? Like, what the fuck is this?
It's
crazy.
I saw that the high score right now on the chopper drop level, like the secret level,
yeah,
is 200 million points.
Yeah.
Like that's fucking dumb.
I was messing around after the fact. So I've already got 100% on Tony Hawk 1 and Tony yeah. Hawk 2. I 100%ed mm-hmm. everything. Well, goals-wise. Obviously, I didn't get right. any gap and everything yet. But I've gotten all the all the goals and gold medals or whatever else. And so then I was doing like the free skate where you can just like try to get as many points as you want per level or try to do a speed run. And so anyway, but it's cool because it also shows you the leaderboard. So I was on like either the warehouse or the hangar, one of the first ones, first or second one. Anyway, so I was playing for a while, got like a million points. So I was happy. Got a million points, shows you on the leaderboard. And then you're like way super low. Like everybody gets a million points.
Yeah.
And then you like scroll to the top. And I think it was in one of those levels that somebody had 258 million. And I was like,
which is,
balls is this? I saw they tweeted out one of these like gamer social media accounts tweeted out some asshole in like the hangar getting like a 100 million combo. It was like fucking tapped. And it was like, I'm like, what is this? And like, all he did was like grind around special, grind around special, manual special, manual special, grind around special, manual, manual, grind, grind, manual, manual. And it was just like, it just kept multiplying. And I'm like, he didn't fall off the goddamn board once.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like you figure out, and it was honest to God, like falling, like riding a bike, like you, it took me a couple hours to kind of get my bearings again. Mm-hmm. But once the timing comes back,
it's like
seeing an old friend, you know what I mean? And getting a hangout with an old friend. I say this and it's not hyperbole, but, you know, you see this old friend and you start telling the same stories you told before, and then they have some new ones.
Yeah,
so there's
right.
some new Good things point. In here too, that kind of took you by surprise. And there's some things that like, it looks a little bit different. Cause remember the old Tony Hawk games, you could only see like 20 feet in front of you. Like the game didn't render.
Oh,
like it was like black screen around you at some point.
Oh, you're right.
And everything, you can see everything, and there's new music and there's old music, and everything is just Sick. Like the tricks that you remember, mapping out your tricks to, like you said, suit your play style. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All of my tricks are either up, down, down, up, left, right, left. Like I just keep it simple.
Yep.
Like, so, but awesome. It's just so an good. Awesome feeling.
And you're right. Yeah. The way it looks is really good. Now at first it took me a minute. Cause like, just like the way it's remastered, you do have to get a little bit used to just like how crisp your player looks.
Oh yeah. And it's fast.
And so when I was I was like doing my vert stuff and I'm like flying around and I'm like, all right, I'm like crashing a lot. I'm like, I got to figure out how it goes. But then once you lock it in, then you're locked in. I've dipped in on the multiplayer a little bit. That's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of the, like, there's so much to the game if you want there to be, because like you can just sit there and rip through the levels and do all the goals and it's over. But then there's all these extra challenges that you can do, all these other things you can unlock. Plus you can go through the game again with multiple characters if you want to do that. So there is a lot of play time with it, or you just literally play a level and try to one up yourself on your best score. And then therefore you could play forever.
And I'm glad you said that too, because what other game nowadays is high score the goal? Like that's such an old school thing.
Give me the
just points.
Most points. What do the points do? I don't know. You just want points.
And that's that old school points. Game feeling. The Chunky's gonna come and eat your points. Someone's gonna come and eat your points at some point.
You have to figure out what you do.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I figured it out. It's flips and it's flip tricks and grabs.
How fun is that? Like, how fun is that just to be like, compare scores with friends? I mean, that's what games were all about back then. You know,
it's the best. And I don't play as many games as you do, but when I get into these rhythms, and I don't know how often you feel this way, but it's when I'm not playing it, I'm like, I kind of wish I was playing it.
And when's the last time you felt that way? When's the last time you felt that way?
It's been forever. It might have been Spider-Man, 2 years ago, Spider-Man.
Yeah, that was a game where that and The Last of Us and God of War were games, where, like you said, where I stepped away. I was like, or I'm at work and I'm like in a free period. I'm like, kind of wish I was playing that right now.
But the difference with those two is once I beat Spider-Man, I was like, I had a blast. I'm done for me. And I know there was like a few more challenges or whatever. And same with The Last of Us. I'm like, this game is, dare I say, a perfect game. And I really wanted to see how it ended. I wanted to beat the whole story. But once it was done, and I know, like, oh, they go back and play it again with all your upgrades, I'm like, I'm good. I beat it. I loved it. I beat it, and I'm done. Whereas Tony Hawk, I already got all the goals. I already did all, like, my creative skater has full stat mode, like, all that stuff. I'm like, I still want to play. Maybe I'll see what score I can get in, like, a different park. Like, that's what I'm dying to do.
And what else is unique about this, too, the better you get at the game, the easier it is to play. Like, the more you play, the easier it gets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's a kind of a cool thing. It's, you're like, you're being rewarded for being good.
You really do, and you can see the progress too. And it's funny to go back and do some of the speed runs. For example, like, say you're playing at the warehouse, right? The first level of the first game, and like with everything at first, you have 2 minutes to get the high score, the pro score, the six score, the high combo, collect skate, like 10 different objectives. And think about the very first time you played the game, how long it took you, how many runs it took you to collect everything.
Okay. Yeah, hours.
Whereas now I can do all of it in under 2 minutes.
I've that's been kind of my next step. I haven't 100%ed it yet. I just haven't had time.
Yeah.
But I want to get to that point where if I go to the warehouse or I go to the, what's it, the hangar in Tony Hawk 2.
Yeah.
To do it in one run, to do the whole thing in one run.
So those are the only two thus far that I've done in one run. The other ones seem pretty daunting because even like the school, which is like the second level, is pretty big. And like some of the shit that you have to go do and go collect, I'm like, you kind of have to do a perfect run to achieve everything. Whereas the hangar and the warehouse are small enough where you can grab all the shit in under 2 minutes and get the, like, the score is not hard to get on those ones.
No, not so, again, because it's the first level, but I love that your skater carries over in Tony Hawk 2.
Yes.
Which is a nice little thing. And you mentioned last week, too, one of the nice things they added was the revert manual, which didn't come out until Tony Hawk 3, but they put it in this.
And it was so good in 3 and Underground and all those ones. And it made players like me that like to do the vert and all the jump stuff and the half pipes and still be able to get similar scores to the people that rack up the combos on the grinds, like that hit the rails all the way around. Like, and by the way, I tried doing a rail, like a grindless million points, couldn't do it. I got over 800,000 just in the vert without a single grind, because 2 minutes goes by quick.
That's a fast and 2 minutes.
And then I was like, fuck it, I'll do part of it with the grind just to get the point, because the problem, as you know, is the more you use the same tricks, the points go down. So all of a sudden you have, like, you know, whatever, your McTwist no longer is as good. All right, Ry, what are your favorite songs from the game?
So this is tough. You asked me this question in the outline, and I have this broken down by categories, right?
Okay.
The all-timers.
Yep.
Gorilla Radio.
100%.
Superman.
By Goldfinger, yes.
By Goldfinger. And Police Truck by the Dead Kennedys are like, when I think Tony Hawk, I think those three songs. The sleeper hit that I forgot about, I actually forgot about this song, and it was in the Tony Hawk 2 soundtrack. Blood Brothers by Papa Roach.
Oh yeah,
that song rules.
That's a great song. I like when that one comes on.
And I will say right now, I like that Papa Roach song. I
had no problems with Papa Roach.
The new songs that I like, Sedona by Junk Bunny, Mid 20 Skateboarder by a great band at PQ. And this isn't a new, I think it's new to the soundtrack, but Can I Kick It? Tribe Called Quest.
I love that song.
That's new to the games. I don't remember that being. It's not a new song, but I think it's, I don't think it was in the original games.
Yeah. So you hit on, so I wrote down six. Oh, there's also, what's the one that the new one that it's like a female like rapper.
Name's like Chai, like Chaii.
I like that song a lot.
That song's good.
So you mentioned Superman and Gorilla Radio and Can I Kick It? The other three I'd put on there, Bring the Noise by Anthrax and Public Enemy. Love it. When Worlds Collide by Power Man.
I knew that was that's your favorite. Like, yeah.
P-Man 5K, the brother of Rob Zombie. And She's Famous Now by Real Big Fish.
You know, a lot of people don't like,
I love it.
I own a ton of ska stuff. I still listen to it from time to time.
I tweeted out, or no, I put on Instagram at Dork Podcast that ska CD that I found.
The Snowcore or whatever.
Incredible. It's Blink 182, Real Big Fish. It's Goldfinger, Voodoo Glow Skulls. It actually has Incubus on there, which I wouldn't call them ska, but they were, I guess they were in that tour. Sublime is on there.
Now, I mean, I think Tony Hawk, it's all the punk stuff, like all the punk songs that I love. Like Suicide, they have Suicide Machines, Suicidal Tendencies, Suicide Machines.
Yep.
MXPX, the Ataris, like all of those bands that are on here.
Yes.
Fucking great bands, man. Awesome shit.
I love it. I love it so much. And so that it just puts you in there. And like, as everybody knows, and we talked about it with our episode we did forever ago on our high school CD collection, but there's something there is just something about music that takes you back to a certain time. And so the combination of playing this game with the soundtrack, it's the most memorable soundtrack probably of any game.
Has to be, right? I mean, I'm trying to think of the only song.
MVP Baseball 04. Or is it 05?
B-Boy Document 99 by the High and Mighty featuring Mos Def. Mm. I think it's in Tony Hawk 3. Mm. Is my favorite song out of all the soundtracks, but it's in 3. The only gripe I have with this game is I wish they added 3. Though I have 2 gripes. One of them is I wish they added 3. So you had 1, 2, and 3. Because those games, after like Underground and I forget the American Wasteland, like like season 7 and 8 of the 8 and 9 of The Office. I don't count them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But 1, 2, and 3 were fucking incredible. And
I know. And it's a good point because I didn't get like the deluxe. So I spent $40 on it. And if you told me it's $60, but 3 is included, sold. Right.
Sold. And the only other thing that I didn't really like is the Create a Skater isn't as robust as it used to be. So if you remember,
yes,
in the old Tony Hawk games, when we were in high school, I had this green, this like army green Etnies sweatshirt that I wore every day.
Yeah, we both look like Tony Hawk creative skaters.
Right. And in Tony Hawk, I could give myself a hooded sweatshirt and put the Etnies logo on it. Right. Yeah. Like I could make my own outfit. This one, you're a little bit locked in, and I don't like the looks of the skaters. So, I like looking like this is gonna sound completely masturbatory, but I like looking like me in games.
No, you're 100% right, especially because the technology now is so good at it, and everybody looks just spot on.
Right.
And I'm glad you brought this up because I had a problem early on, and then I've just played so much that I've kind of even forgot about how frustrated I was at first, but there's not enough faces in the game. There's also no body sizes. So everybody, because it was funny, I walked, my wife walked by while I was playing, and I had it was like at the create a screen. And so I just like changed his shirts or whatever. And I'm like, hey, what do you think? This is me. And she's like, you're not that skinny. I'm like, I know, but I can't change them.
I can't change it.
Like, I wish you could, like, there needs to be different builds. You know, like if you want a fat skater, you should be able to have a fat skater or whatever.
I would also love to be a fat skater.
Nitpicking, couldn't go, there's no backwards hats and there's no wristbands. Now,
again, that's all
as a 30 player. As a 36-year-old man, shouldn't really be a huge concern, but I would, because I remember my Tony Hawk Underground character definitely had like the wristband and there was more tattoos I could put on my guy.
More tattoos.
This is pretty like, there's like a handful to choose from.
And they're not great. They're not great.
And yeah, my
one
guy
of them's
is
like
super
all food. It's weird.
Yeah, I think I had that one at one point. My guy's like he is really skinny.
I was gonna say like heroin chic skinny, which is not me.
No. Mm-mm. So yeah, that's a good gripe. I would have liked a little bit more on the create a player. I also think it's a little confusing. I shouldn't say confusing. But the way it is set up where to go look at the other challenges, so not like the park challenges, but like the extra challenges, it's a little weird, like the way it's like put on the screen.
You mean the menus?
Like, yeah, the menus. I think they could clean that up a little bit, but that's just like a minor kind of.
No, it's a minor. But like if you've never played the other game, it might be confusing.
That's true.
At first, I didn't know where the create a player was.
Oh, right. I know. And I'm like, I don't want to be Tony Hawk. I want to be Rich Keefe. Or actually Red Hood, as it turns out.
As it turns out, yes.
I'm going to rip through, and if you have any others, add on to this. The toughest goals to me, because obviously played both these games years and years ago, so you end up forgetting. It's funny.
A lot. You forget a lot.
Yeah. Certain levels just immediately clicked in. Like, oh, I know that that's over there. Other ones, I'm like skating around like a jackass. So I thought the downtown Minneapolis level where the roof gaps, I mentioned this last episode.
Yeah.
The roof gaps were so frustrating because there's a little bit of a bitch to get up to said roof gaps. And then one of them, you not only needed to clear the roof, but you needed to like land on a rail and grind it. Whereas the other two you didn't. And I'm like, I honestly, like, full disclosure, look that up because I was losing my mind. I'm like, I'm jumping off every roof in the place and I'm only getting two of the three to click. And I was getting pretty frazzled. So that
I don't think I've
me.
Done that one yet. I got frustrated. And I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to the next. I'm going to whatever competition 100%. Is next. Yeah.
The downhill jam in Phoenix, that episode, that park where you're just kind of going downhill and there's like ramps and shit. You knew where the secret tape was because of the pre-videos, but that was an absolute chore to get.
So this game is almost perfect. It is the best remake they could have done with these two games.
Yeah.
If I had a wish, it would be that the two downhill levels in Tony Hawk 1 didn't exist. I hate the downhill levels. It's not saying that like I hate them in this game. I always hated them.
Yeah, they're just right. No kidding.
I always hated them. And they were, I was like, I just got to get through it. Grinding to get the valves, like the water pipes.
Yeah.
It's a pain because you just have to keep restarting.
Oh yeah. Like, and then
if you miss it, you got to go and you got to go all the way back and you got to do it. And like, so the mall and the downhill jam, not for me. Like they are my, now that said,
the mall is a, yeah.
That said, they're just not as fun. Like there's cool things to do in them. They're just not as fun as the rest of the levels.
I'm with you.
Those aren't for me.
They're not my favorite. I personally like the warehouse, the hangar, the bull ring is fun. I'm also a big fan of all of the, it's a little bit different because like any of the competitions I like because of my style of play, I just get into like one of those pipes and I just start ripping tricks. But like those are super fun. It'd be kind of cool if they had like, you could also play those looking for shit, you know, looking for skate or looking for a tape or doing that stuff. I think it'd be kind of cool.
I think there are skill points and what are the V's?
There are stat points and then there's like the V.
I don't know what the V does. Do you?
No, because I've gotten a bunch of them, but not all of them. So like it must unlock something. It's like a vision thing. It's like something, it's like two or three V's stacked on top of each other and they're just floating around and you're like, okay. There's also alien squishies or was it tushies?
Flushies.
There's a few of them flying around. Getting the secret tape in the San Francisco level, the street San Francisco level, that's a bit of a chore.
Is that the one on top of the fountain?
Yeah, it's up up high and you got to go up a building. But like at first you're not sure.
You have to come down the building and then launch over the fountain. Yeah.
Once you know how to do it, it's easy, but it's like figuring it out within that 2 minutes, like, where do I go?
That's not easy.
The New York City level, the subway card things, there was just one of them that like, I just couldn't, I was getting so frustrated. I couldn't get it. And it was probably not that hard of a jump for most people. But for me, I just like wouldn't.
Let me guess, was it the one over the rock? You had to go off the half pipe and then off like a rock.
Yes.
Yeah. I missed it. I can't. On one run, it was all I had to do left in that level. I'm like, all right, I'll just restart it, and that's all I have to do. I missed it like 10 times.
Oh my god,
I got it.
Yeah, but then you're going off the half pipe in like the street, so then you're getting hit by like a cab, and then you're trying to jump and you're missing it, and so that bugged the shit out of me. What's one?
I was gonna say what I love about this game too, and it happened to me at 16, 17. Mm-hmm. When did the first one come out? 98 or 99?
Yeah, that sounds right.
You get tilted on where you can't do, if you miss a trick.
99. First one came out in 99.
I was 17 or 18. If you miss a trick on one half pipe and you start to go again and you don't have enough speed, you're going to fall like four more times.
God.
And you just get, you're like, I just got to start it over. I can't keep going because I'm going to get frustrated. I just got to start clean.
I mean, if it could actually count, like, how many runs you actually, like, do, just, like, because you're right, you'll get frustrated, and then you know you're not going to get all the goals, because, like, you look at the time, you don't have to just, like, start over.
Yeah, I got 20 seconds left, I'm not going to do this, is bullshit, and start over.
So mad.
Start down next, just keep restarting the level.
So mad. And then the Venice Beach level, I just completely forgot. So, like, you have to ollie the magic bum five times.
I'm glad you said it. That's the hardest one for me. I forgot because
he moves.
There's not five bums.
It's one bum.
You ollie him, and then he moves. can find two of them. I don't know where the other three are.
Oh, that's where I am right now. I eventually got it, but it was like that was all I would do.
And you're just cruising around. You get two.
Yeah.
And then most of the stuff, skate,
kind of goes in order a little
bit. And like there's kind of a line. This game is all about finding the best lines in a level. And I don't feel like the bum does. Like, he doesn't follow a line.
No.
It's the same five. I know it's the same five spots because when I find it, I know where they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know where the other three are.
No, it was driving me nuts. And I was like, because you're flying around and that map's just big enough where as you're going through it, you're like, fuck. Like, I've got three of them. I can't find the fourth one. And I'm just skating around. And
that's a frustrating level, too, because it feels like there's a bunch of shit in the way. You know, there's no easy, it feels very, and it's a real place. So it was bulldozed the year after the game came out. I was reading. Wow. And it's a real place.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels like there's four locations on the map, but they're not easily accessible one to the other.
No, because all of a sudden you're like in like the beach and then you get bounced back to the front or whatever. So CT Rebel in the chat is saying the V's are the Vicarious Visions logo, developers of the game. If you get them all, it unlocks a player icon in a deck.
So I thought that's what that was, but I did like Vicarious Visions. I know it was the indie company that redid this, but
yeah,
I didn't know what they did. You know, I just didn't
know. Because it's not really clear.
I have one deck. I have one deck and one deck only. I have two decks that I use, and that's it. So I don't need a Vicarious Visions deck.
Oh, I have so many goddamn decks and everything. Nope. I've just been spending. I get so much money because like you just unlock all the. Every time you do stuff, you get money. And so
I have a massive shoe collection right now.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, the shoes, like, some of the stuff could be better. My guy looks pretty slick, but then it's like, he is really skinny.
Right now, I'm rocking those white and gray DC shoes that I actually had
in
high school. Like, the ones that are...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
That you say that, because I'm wearing the Adidas with the three red stripes that I also had in high school.
That you all, with the plastic tongue. The what are they, superstars or whatever? I remember you had those, yeah.
Whatever, yeah. And then I'm right now the shorts I'm wearing, it's the one short that goes like just below the knee. Okay. They might be the Chad Muscas, but they're gray with a white stripe and you can't change the color on them.
Mm.
But it's like, it's the best looking short because I feel like the pants are really baggy and then the shorts are too short and you look super skinny. So this one, at least it kind of fills you out a little bit.
It fills you out. You get a good cargo pant is what you need.
Yeah. What else, Rye? Tricks, high scores, favorite skater. What do you got? What do you want to throw?
Favorite skater. So my favorite skaters forever have been Rodney Mullen and Andrew Reynolds. And to a lesser, I would say third place, Chad Muska. I thought Chad Muska was the coolest dude in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But Rodney Mullen has always been my favorite skateboarder. So the deck I use is the Rodney Mullen chess board with the skeleton holding up I always use that board. And the only other deck I would use, I actually owned a Vision Psycho Stick in like the late 80s. So I have that. I had that board. I owned it. So like I'll use that one from time to time too. I haven't used any of the new skaters yet. I do really like Nijah Houston.
Yeah.
He's got
cool stuff too.
Yeah. And he's been skating for forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And favorite tricks. I love a nice dark slide.
Oh, yeah.
I love the dark slide.
Yeah.
My favorite manual trick is the rusty slide where you do like on the side of the board and then flip it to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Both are Rodney Mullen tricks. Rodney Mullen invented tricks. By the way, Rodney Mullen invented the kickflip.
Fucking so pretty legit.
Any flat ground trick you can think of, Rodney Mullen probably invented it.
Awesome.
And the varial McTwist is my favorite trick, my favorite grab trick. It's not the most points. The 900 is obviously the most points, but the varial McTwist, it to me is the coolest looking trick.
I like that one a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge fan. Like the specials, there's some good specials, but to me, it's basically all of the grab tricks where you hit a directional more than once. So, for example, like the Christ Air, the Sack Tap, like all those ones are
Benihana.
Great. I love a Benihana. I'm always out there Benihana. He's got the one leg on him.
The other rail trick I like is the big hitter, which is like a Benny where you're like one foot and your other foot's off and you're like holding the board up.
Oh yeah, that one's cool.
It kind of looks like a Benihana.
That one's cool.
Yeah.
The Madonna.
That one fucks me up because when I spin, when I'm spinning, it's not, you're in kind of a weird position.
It's weird to get the hang of it. You need it. Oh, you think you're going to crash is the way to land it.
Yes. And in my head, I'm like, all right, I'm pointing down. And then I let go of the button and I'm off. And I land.
It looks like you're going to face plant and then you stick it. It's a real weird one.
It's a real doozy.
When I have a big combo going, I do not go to that because I get too scared. I like an indie. I like a, what's the other good one there? The judo's good.
The judo, yeah.
There's, and then I don't get crazy. A nice melon. So my strategy is you go up in the air, you do a quick kick flip, heel flip, right into like a grab, which you hold for a while, and then you revert manual back up in the air, kick flip again into a grab, and you just do that till you're blue in the face, and then you land that for a nice juicy combo.
Nice juicy, you know, couple hundred thousand point combo,
and then do it all again.
Fucking do it all again.
And just keep playing the goddamn game. So Bucky Lassick is my favorite. That's sort of his style.
Oh, he's the big air Bucky guy. Lassick. Yeah,
he's flying around. So I might go through the game again with him. Mm-hmm. But it's fun because you can keep going through with your creative player, and then the multiplayer. I kind of like. There's different versions of it. I feel like the graffiti ones. Not my favorite. That's the one where you basically just have to try to pull the best trick or score the most points on a different part of the map and until the end of the level. There's other ones that I've done where you have like 10 skaters out there and it's the first person to 100,000 points. However you get it wins. Or you do like it has to like whoever has the biggest combo wins. That's like another game. So it's not bad. And then I think you can set it up where you play with just like your friends. So like you and me can play with other people that we know, or you can play with people that you don't. So it's not bad.
Did they have horse in one of the games? I feel like they did.
Yeah. 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 I haven't played a horse yet, but I think horse is in this one too. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty sweet.
That is pretty sweet.
Also you can create your own park. So I created one so far.
I got to get on that.
I called it Justice League Dark. You should look it up. You could probably
look it up.
Yeah,
I'll look it up. I'll get the score on your own park. Yeah,
it's just huge, just fucking ramps. It's just all it is. It's like huge like half pipe.
And that's like the other level that I never really like Chopper Drop because all it is a fucking huge half pipe.
Yeah,
and that's it.
That's it. And you're like, all right, now what do I do?
Cool
like,
secret level, man. Yeah,
get high up there. Really, fly around.
Try to land in the helicopter. Now try to do it again. Yeah.
What else? Anything else?
I think we kind of hit on this game. I mean, it's a fucking joy, man. This game is an absolute joy.
It's a blasty blast. It's a blasty blast.
And it holds up. It's still the same game. It's still as much fun. You can be as bad at it or as good at it, and it's still so much fun.
If they remastered any other game from like the PS1, PS2 era, anything jump to mind like this,
no,
this
that they are, that they haven't perfect. Already made
that they haven't done?
So like Resident Evil, obviously, where it wouldn't count. Yeah.
Crash Bandicoot.
How about some NCAA football?
Oh my god, that'd be the best. Please bring that
MVP
back.
Baseball or something. I don't know, please bring it back.
Yeah.
I did love NCAA football. Maybe they'll do it now that the players can get paid. You know.
Yeah, or like even take just the conferences that allow that or something. I don't know. You know.
But Jesus Christ, man! Again, it's like it's like seeing an old friend. It's like it's really like bringing you back to.
My friend does.
You know, I love it.
All right. Anything else?
5.5 out of 6. Oh shit!
Oh, good question. Yeah, I didn't even get to that. Yeah, you know what? I think after you talked about like the limits in the creative player. And some of I guess I would go 5.5, but it's fucking great. Like,
and speaking of, so we were just talking in the chat. Somebody just said Supreme Kai just said SSX. Fuck yeah, bring that game on. That game is awesome. Okay. I would love to see that remade too. Actually, they did try to kind of remake it, and it was good, but it wasn't. But anyway, tricky. Right. Bring SSX tricky. Bring that back. 5.5 out of 6.
Yeah, 5.5 out of 6 also. I think it'll definitely be a nominee when we do our year-end awards for Game of 2020. Not sure if it'll win, but it'll be considered. That is for sure.
For show.
Pick of the ball.
All right, Ryan, would you like to kick, receive, defer, or you may defend a goal?
I will receive. I will take the ball
All right.
this time. There is a free downloadable documentary put out by DC called Put on a Happy Face. It's like 40 minutes long, and it's kind of like an oral history of the Joker. And it's free. I got it on my Apple Movies, Apple TV.
Okay.
Totally free. It's like 40 minutes long. They talk to everybody who's involved. So like Christian Bale's in it, Mark Hamill's in it, Margot Robbie, Jared Leto, they all make appearances in the thing. And it's actually kind of cool to hear people's kind of take on it. And this is the character of the Joker, which they tout as the greatest comic book villain of all time, which is
100%.
There's an argument to be made. So if you're interested in it, I think he makes an appearance in it, but it's like from a while ago. It's not him now. I forget. I don't want to say too much about it, but check it out. It's 40 minutes long and it's free. Check it out. Put on a happy face.
I like it.
Yep.
All right, so I have two, well, sort of like one and a half. And so one thing I do often, but I'm going to do it anyway, is I end up taking one of Davey's picks of the pod from like weeks prior, because I finally, I take your advice and I watch it. And this is also one where we have gotten multiple requests for an episode.
Okay.
Now, I'm not done yet, but I dipped my toes into Cobra Kai over the weekend.
It's good,
people love Cobra Kai. I was actually watching it with my wife. We ripped through like four or five episodes. I think each season is 10.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever I am, a quarter of the way through. I like it.
It's good.
I like it. I like it. I enjoy Cobra Kai.
Yeah. He goes by William now, but Billy Zabka is actually really good.
Yeah, he is. And I like the flashbacks and then sort of like the current story. And like, I'm interested. And depending on when I finish this, maybe we do an episode on Cobra Kai.
I would love to do some Cobra Kai. Okay. I would love to finish Cobra Kai. Yeah.
So we'll definitely do it. Just a matter of when I see it. Now, it's funny. The reason why we watched Cobra Kai, we were flipping through, as you do.
As one
you're trying to figure out what to watch on Netflix. And I came up with The Autopsy of Jane Doe. So this movie got really good reviews. It's a horror movie on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching it. We're like 5 minutes in, and it's pretty like gross looking, right? It's pretty like gruesome.
Sure.
And my wife's like, "Oh my god, I can't watch this." And I'm like, "You agreed. You said you were going to watch this." She's like, "Well, I didn't know it was going to be like this." I'm like, "Well, they're doing an autopsy. The name of the movie is The Autopsy of Jane Doe." And she's like, "Well, I don't know." So anyway, I'm intrigued. I'm going to go back and finish it. I haven't finished it yet, but I looked it up and it got really good reviews. So I'm gonna check it out at some point.
Cool.
But it's on Netflix right now. So if you're looking for horror movies as we get set for Dorktober, maybe check that out. Next week, what do we got next week? I think we got a free play.
Fucking knows.
We got a free play.
We do whatever we want.
It's a good
free
point.
Goddamn country.
That's a good point, Ryan.
Yeah,
you can rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or just about anywhere else that podcasts are available. Tell a friend, tell a dork. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dork Podcast. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/dorkpodcast, where we stream these episodes on Monday nights. Davey's on Twitch, twitch.tv/rvondd.
It's getting harder and harder with all this season. Back to school and it's trying to find my way, you know?
But. And you can go to Facebook as well and search the hashtag Dork Shared Gooniverse, where you can get the latest from us, Mac and Goo, the Change My Mind pod, Pop Culture Pile Driver, Shime, and the Backcracker on Twitch as well.
Hell yeah. So
that is that. Thanks for tuning into this week. We will be back next week. And Ryan, you know what they say about wombats?
They get them square buttholes, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.